Hello, everyone, and welcome today to the 8th episode of the Immoral Gamers podcast. Make sure to check us out at twitch.tv/streetlamptv, twitch.tv/cloudinfinite710. As usual, today we're joined by myself, streetlamptv, cloudinfinite710 is back again. Go ahead and say hi, Cloud.
Yo, what's up, everybody? How's it going?
And we also have Donut with us today again. Donut, go ahead and say hi to everyone.
Yo, what's up?
And today's topic of discussion about the morality and immorality, we're going to talk about the immorality of microtransactions. And honestly, I've seen mixed opinions about this, but do you guys think that microtransactions are immoral, or do you think they're perfectly fine things that video games? And where do you guys draw the line? Because I know that like this Halo Infinite, like the microtransactions about the skins, the colors and everything, it actually has a lot of people upset because of how little you get for your money. I think it was something Halo, like, what's up?
Halo Infinite, is that free, or is that like, or is that the full $60 game?
So the game itself, the online multiplayer, is currently free. However, to give you a rough reference, and I think this was the number, but I may be wrong. In order to get like all the skins and stuff, you need to pay about $2,000.
What the fuck?
And keep in mind, some of these skins are skins that would be free in other games. They would be earned through campaign or just progress made by playing the game, achievements, what have you. But in this game, they're locked behind a paywall. And even something as simple as the battle pass seems really slow and brutal to work through. So if you want these special skins, and sometimes these skins are specific, so if you don't have the exact skin for that little piece of armor, you can't even equip it, even if you paid for it. So it's kind of a double weird. But a lot of people have been complaining about the microtransactions of that game are extremely predatory because of how just of how insane it is of how to get all these pieces. And yeah, I just want to know what your guys' opinions, because you know there's many microtransactions in many different games, and each game does it differently. For example, I think Fortnite does a really good job at their microtransactions. I think they excel at it, but I think that other games take it to the next level, if that makes sense. Like,
how does Fortnite's microtransactions work? Because I've never actually really been on Fortnite. I've played it like once or twice.
So Fortnite actually only has skins and the battle pass, and they all seem evenly fairly priced. You know, you got the dances, you've got the skins, and then you've got the battle pass. The battle pass is just, it just seems fair. You know, you pay $10, you get the challenges, you get the skins.
The battle pass is only $10.
It's something like only $10 in Fortnite.
Yeah, what the fuck? I think like the Call of Duty ones, like when they play Call of Duty, I always do like fucking 30 or some shit. Like
that shit was expensive, bro. That shit was like $25, that was only for like two months, like a month and a half, and then the next season will start, because those motherfuckers are already like in season 20, and Warzone's only been out for like less than 2 years.
Are you guys sure? I thought this. I haven't played in like 2 years or 3 years for Warzone, but I remember it being $10, and then the $30 one was like the one where you get the extra 10 or 15 levels. That's usually how battle passes work.
I don't really know. I could be misremembering, because I did see some shit about fucking Warzone and paying, and they had some kind of like $30 option, and I had a friend who kind of plays on Warzone so much,
yeah,
and he was like, oh yeah, I bought so and so for like fucking $30 or something like that. I was like yeah, that's cool and all, but I don't really need all that. Like I'm just here to play the motherfucking game. Like I fucking download the game, I play the game. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I mean, yeah, I've been tempted to buy like the fucking, like, I guess those fucking anime skins, but really, like, I see no need, because I think they're like $5. I don't quote me, because I could be like hella wrong about this.
Yeah.
But I do remember looking at the price, like, I ain't paying this much for a fucking skin for my gun that I'm probably never gonna use. Mm-hmm. And I guess what kind of sucks about most of those games is that, yeah, you can grind through it to actually get the stuff you want, but you have to grind like a fuck ton to get the stuff you want.
Yeah.
Bro, let me tell you right now. Let me tell you right now, as someone who grinded out the first 2 weeks of Halo Infinite, because they have like this weekly ultimate challenge that you have to finish all your weeklies, and then you get like special like skin color for your armor for like the end of the week, then you go get that week. Mm-hmm. It's so dumb because I swear I probably put in maybe like 40 hours for 1 week just to get that stupid skin. And it's just like, I looked at it and I'm just like, bro, it doesn't even look any different from the rest.
Okay, but that's not exactly microtransactions, but on the same thing, like, I need one more challenge to complete from Halo Infinite, and like he said, it's basically just, like, for a shitty piece of armor, and given that it's free, you know, I feel like there isn't much room to complain. I mean, we could still complain if we want to.
I did have an option to, like, you know, get it earlier if I pay for the Battle Pass, because mm-hmm. there are options on the Battle Pass to help you increase you know, your weekly progression. But it's just like, you know, from one person, you know, trying to just play the game, trying to, you know, get the shit for free, and versus the guy who gets it in like less than an hour because he paid like $10.
True.
Yeah, it's and kind of those are the kind of microtransactions that I still think they're okay because they pay for that edge, but it just depends on where you guys draw the line, which is where I'm trying to see where you guys specifically draw the line.
Well, a lot of people, me personally, I feel like the reason why a lot of people are mad at the Halo Infinite Battle Pass mm-hmm. is because it doesn't have, like, dances. You know, dances. Fortnite has dances, emotes, you know, shit like that. You know, but Halo, all you're getting is, like, you know, skins and stuff, like, literal skins that you will get for free, you know, in the earlier games. Maybe you'll complete the Legendary all the way.
Yeah.
You know, the main mission for Legendary, you'll get, like, the exclusive recon armor, which was, like, the best shit to get. But, like, you have to remember, that was back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, don't be suing, you know, don't be getting all mad at Halo because they evolved with the times and said, hey, you know, we want to make a little extra buck. You know, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do the Battle Pass shit. But uh-huh. at least they gave us the multiplayer for free.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like Fortnite.
True, true. Sorry. Go ahead. I guess I need to really compare all the other microtransaction systems to, I guess, because I don't really have much to go on. I guess the most busted one I could think about is the Pokemon Unite one. Where you can pay where all you have to pay is what, $50, and you'll be good. You'll have a pretty good head start.
It's not like an insane one. I feel like people exaggerate it when they're like, "Oh, you're gonna be broken." You just get a little bit of an edge. It's like if you're still better at the game, you're gonna be anyone who paid like the $50 or whatever to like shit on them. You're just gonna shit on them because you're better. But yeah, that's actually kind of a pay-to-win mechanic, which is kind of different from what I'm trying to get at, but also kind of in the same ballpark. In terms of Halo Infinite and Fortnite, that's mostly just cosmetics. And like Kevin said, yeah, the multiplayer is free, but does that are the people who are angry, justifiably angry, because you used to be able to get these skins for free? And it isn't just the skins, by the way. It's, like, literally changing the color of the skin of the outfit. And, personally, that's why I haven't bought anything, is because, I don't like how they did it. And I probably won't buy anything from the store. And especially because they don't have dances, because I really think Fortnite did something with that. But, yeah, it's mostly just that, like, how predatory do you guys think they are, and where do you draw the line of how immoral it is? Like Kevin was saying that he doesn't think it's immoral basically because they evolved with the times, and now they're at this point where they can just get away with that battle pass because they made the game free to play. But do you think that's wrong? Do you think that's right? Like, go Microsoft, or are you on the fuck Microsoft train? They're not allowed to do that shit. That's on.
So when you're talking about the microtransaction part of the whole thing, you're pretty much just talking about skins and battle passes, right?
I'm mostly talking about skins and battle passes. I'm not talking about things that obviously give you an advantage, because I think everyone agrees those should not exist.
Yeah. If it's just battle pass, I understand the battle passes, because what if the Halo teams, like, hey, yo, we want to add a new map. new skins, maybe some new shit to the game. You could get it if you get the battle pass. But as for like certain skins, like I feel like there should be a grind option for those. I haven't played Halo, but sure. Is there a grind option for that, or
there's a grind option for the skins that you would normally get for free through like just playing the game.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And unlocking achievements. And
so the thing I'm getting at right now is that the game hasn't fully been released yet. Yeah. So we don't really know if there's gonna be any cool, you know, exclusive campaign skins that you only get from the campaign. So like everybody getting mad at this shit is just like, it's ridiculous. Not only that, they could fix it. They could fix the system. Like, look at what happened to Battlefront 2, the way their shit was out. The way you had to, like, you know, pay for the loot boxes on there just to get, you know, Yoda. The cool, you know, cards for Yoda and shit. Like, it wasn't really worth it. But then again, they went and fixed it to make it where now you just have to level up and progress in levels.
I think that's a good example, but I feel like you're leaving out the part where people, they face so hard of a backlash that they had to essentially change it. Because so many people wanted a refund.
They are getting a backlash right now. As of right now, if you go on the subreddit, people are talking mad shit. And they're going to keep talking mad shit. So if they want to, you know, please the audience, which, you know, morally, that will probably be, you know, what they have to do. Or just be like, fuck you, it's our shit. We do what we want and just continue doing what they want to do and be lazy about it. So it's all up to them.
I still think, actually, go ahead, Cloud, first.
Sorry, you're saying so they had to pay for the patches?
No.
For Battlefield 2?
No, we had to wait like 2 years for that to be patched because the way the game was set up was that everything was random. You get your cards to power up your characters randomly, you know, from loot boxes. And there was people dropping like thousands of dollars to, you know, get the specific cards to, you know, for specific heroes that will, you know, better their gameplay. And sometimes they won't even get it. They won't even get their stuff. It was all random. It was all RNG. So just imagine, you know, put that in the terms of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
You pay like $100 to pull Dark Magician from a pack.
Yeah.
And you don't get Dark Magician. And then your homie over here pays once. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, gets the card and you're just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. I feel like that's a little different though. Cause in terms of Yu-Gi-Oh, you at least get to keep the cardboard. Let's say, when you're buying cards on like a mobile or something, like a gacha.
And that's where the whole core order started. That was the whole argument.
because you don't get to keep the shit. Like, let's say you like lose your account or get banned, you just lose all that money you spent and all that progress you had towards the game. Because like I guess a good example will probably be EA and FIFA all the shit that they had.
And
they're the ones that did that, bro.
Just because I feel like it's still not like a perfect example of exactly what's going on. To give you more detail, it's like people were paying $80 when Battlefront 2 was released, and they were mad because since it was so RNG with the loot boxes that you'd pay $80 and you wouldn't even get Darth Vader and shit like that when you started the game. And they're like, how the fuck can I pay $80 and I don't get like the iconic characters off the bat, you know? Like, it just feels weird. What's up?
See, shit like that, like if you're paying for the loot box and you keep getting, like, a repeat of like, comments, I guess, like a gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha.
This whole thing's pretty much like gotcha, but I'm assuming that when you get those characters, like, Darth Vader, at Darth Vader, like, whatever common characters that it was in the loot box, you couldn't really, like, I guess, put them together and make it, like, a super character or some shit. Like, because, like, I think at least with gacha, you could at least kind of, like, mix shit together so that way you get better shit.
It depends on the game, but a lot of people agreed that one of the key differences between Halo Infinite and Star Wars Battlefront is that Star Wars Battlefront was not a free-to-play game. You had to pay to get the game, and some people bought, like, the deluxe version, which was supposed to come with additional stuff, and the additional stuff was essentially just loot boxes, and you had people who had to grind an additional like 80 hours just to try to get Darth Vader, and they just weren't happy because it's like I paid for the game plus like the deluxe version. I don't get fucking Darth Vader, I don't get Luke Skywalker. Like, what the hell did I pay for the deluxe version for, you know?
And, yeah, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, it's some bullshit. It's like like Kevin has said, it's like going to buy a card pack to get a Dark Magician and you don't get Dark Magician. No, it's more like going to buy Yu-Gi-Oh's main deck from the original season, hoping you get Dark Magician, because Dark Magician is one of the main cards that he uses. And surprise, there's no Dark Magician in the deck you just bought. Of course you're gonna be mad. That's more in terms of what it was like. That's why people were mad. And
that shit would piss me off. Yeah.
And in terms of Halo Infinite, it's more like everything that would have come with the base game is now locked behind a time grind. And it's not even that people are particularly mad about the time grind, but it's that in order to circumvent that, you can basically just pay thousands to unlock all the skins. And it just leaves a bad taste in everyone's mouth, because a lot of those were base game skins before. But like Kevin said, game's actually not fully out yet. We don't know if they're gonna add it on, or I'm pretty sure they're gonna add custom skins once they release the campaign. But still, it just right now it just doesn't seem like it's the most best done microtransactions thing, microtransactions game. And hopefully they improve on it. But they don't have a reason to go back, because no one can demand a refund for a free to play game, you know. Like I downloaded the game. If I had bought Star Wars Battlefront 2, I would refund it with everyone else, because they were giving out refunds for that shit. I can't refund Halo Infinite. Like, it's free. What am I gonna get back? You know, like I can't be like, oh well, I got scammed, gonna refund this game. No, it's free. Like I didn't pay anything. So does that mean I can't complain anymore? I don't think it means I can't complain anymore, but I do agree that, to a certain degree, I do agree with people that say, if you don't like it, just don't play it. But I do like Halo Infinite. I think it's a banger. I just don't agree with the sales tactics, so I won't buy any skins. And I know I have a couple of homies who have already bought the Battle Pass, and I'm just like, that's cool for you, you know, but I'm just not gonna.
I kind of think that argument's a little flawed, because if you like it, don't play it. You know, it's like, well, what if I do like the game, but I don't agree with the microtransaction? I don't agree. Like, I don't want to be looking like the same basic ass character for like these next few seasons. Oh, like until I fucking grind to like get the skin or buy the battle pass. I think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
I think there should be, somewhat of an equal playing field. Like there should be an incentive to get the microtransaction, but it shouldn't be to the point where it's like, all right, well, I guess I have to buy the fucking battle pass now, because like it'll take me like a whole week to grind through the whole game to get all this shit either, like, otherwise.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought process of why I haven't bought the Halo Battle Pass. But like I said, I'm not saying anyone should buy or not buy the battle pass. I'm just giving a reason why I'm not personally buying the battle pass. And I know if I keep playing this game, eventually I will buy the Battle Pass. So I'm trying to play it as much as possible right now, just so I can step away from it. And I think everyone knows that the skins that you get for free, like, it's cool that they give skins away for free, but everyone's going to be wearing it, you know? All the noobs who, like, they don't have skins or they're not going to buy skins. Like, that samurai outfit that's out right now, I have it. I got it. I'm just not going to wear it, because I know everyone else is going to wear it. And Halo Infinite is both not the best game to talk about microtransactions, but it's not the worst, you know.
Are you saying that the samurai skin is cringe? Not kidding. No, but I see what you mean, but that's pretty much the case with any new skin that drops, because I know in Fortnite, because I've seen some of the fucking Fortnite memes sometimes. I know in Fortnite that when a new skin drops, like, the lobby is usually full with people with that skin, because a lot of people are usually hyped for the skin that comes out. Like, oh yeah, fuck, I mean, I'd be too. I was like, hey, yo, fuck, I just paid for the skin, and I'm damn sure gonna use it. I'm gonna use this shit any chance I get. Let's go,
for real. That's it. And so We've talked about loot boxes before on this channel, and think that, just a little bit in one of the previous episodes, but given that you and Donut here have played Yu-Gi-Oh, and let's be real, Yu-Gi-Oh is one of the biggest offenders of gambling, I believe call it, in booster packs. By the way, Kevin is AFK right now, but we'll explain it again in a bit when he comes back. But yeah, these guys play Yu-Gi-Oh. What do you guys think about the gambling aspect of Yu-Gi-Oh? Do you guys think it's moral that it's essentially gambling for kids, or do you guys think it's immoral as fuck and games like this should just not exist?
Well, to be honest, the gambling aspect is more for adults, because, like, let's be real, because I don't think any, like, 8-year-old's gonna be like, hey, yo, mom, dad, I want that booster box, you know? It's mainly for the people who could afford to buy the box, because the boxes themselves, like, sometimes come, like, ridiculously high prices, either on release or like within like a month or two of being released, they usually rise in price. And yeah. Sometimes I think the gambling aspect really comes in when Konami wants to tell players to go fuck themselves and reprint a card with reprint a certain card that's a game changing card that will change like the meta and will kind of like pretty much be the be all end all card or the game in some way. But Konami, what they'll do is either they'll make that card the highest rarity of the set, so like secret rare is like the highest rare, the highest rarity of any set.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll usually make any good card the highest rarity of the set, so that way you'll have to keep buying more cards, like so it's like you keep at the buying more booster boxes so you can get that one card. I mean, yeah. Sometimes you can have that epic gamer look, like get epic it in the first like look, five packs, or not even buy like the whole box, because like I know Cam's bought like a few packs and pulled like the fucking big boy cards. Yeah. But at the end of the day, Yu-Gi-Oh is pretty good when it comes to luck. In game and I guess pulling cards, it just comes to luck.
Yeah, getting into the crux of the discussion, do you think it's immoral, Yu-Gi-Oh, like the gambling?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah?
Okay. Hell yeah, bro. Like in Japan, that shit is way different. Like at least in Japan, like when the fucking card comes out, like, that's just like $20. But over here, like, if a really good card comes out, that's just like fucking like $80 to $100.
And, $200, bro.
Yeah, because like I know it's like some cards I have that I was lucky enough to like get out of the boxes, and I guess pretty much double the worth. This one card I pulled recently. It was like it used to run for 100-110 maybe. But over in Japan, obviously, it's like almost half that price. Like you don't have to pay that much, which is like I feel like that's pretty ridiculous. Like I feel like, but I feel like at the same time, that's not really Konami's fault. That's pretty much the fault on the resellers.
Do you think? Okay, so let me ask you this: at Konami, the company, do you think they're more immoral, or is it the gamers in the marketplace that are essentially driving up the price of these cards because they're so well wanted by these other players?
It goes both ways. Sometimes it goes both ways. So sometimes you could. So sometimes, like I said earlier, Konami would put that card at a very high rarity. So that way it's
they not, busted not only, off on that bullshit.
Yep, and obviously the high rarity card, the high rarity cards, most of the time will be like pretty expensive cards. Like the only time where like they're cheap cards. Is if like no one fucking wants those cards, or like they're almost like useless to in the game.
Understandable.
Basically, yeah. Filler at that point.
Yeah, like pretty much filler cards.
Yeah.
But when a really good one comes out, like they'll make that card a little harder to get. So there's secrets. There's hard to get secrets, and then there's easy to get secrets.
Understandable. And welcome for coming back, Donut. Right now we're We're just discussing the morality about games like Yu-Gi-Oh, you know, Konami, things like that. Do you think that it's immoral for them to sell these cards knowing the bullshit that the players are about to pull off? Or not?
No. No, they are just supplying, you know, supply and demand. You know, they're just out here just giving out the card games to, you know, people to play it. The problem is the community, because whenever something comes out, everybody wants it, like, immediately. Like, everybody wants it. And Konami does know that they, you know, players do want these cards. They, like Pedro said, that they, you know, rarity bump them to higher extents where you could have just printed them to a, you know, lower cost. But they do that because supply and demand.
True. Yeah, because hold on, let me, Alex Jones! Let me, fucking bust out the conspiracy here.
Okay.
I think, Yu-Gi-Oh! Be watching, they let the OCG, so the, there's two different, I guess, terms for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Community. There's OCG and there's TCG. OCG is pretty much...
two different regions.
Yeah, all right, there you go. It's regions. So it's OCG and TCG. OCG is pretty much the, Japan.
Yeah.
And TCG is like us here in North the America. US of A. Yeah, America. And I feel like what Konami in America does, they watch the OCG. They let them put the cards out first, see what the players in the community think, and then you're like hey, you know what, this card that we're gonna make a super, which is like not. This is like two steps below a secret. Let's make this bitch a secret, because like we know motherfuckers want this card. That's my, I mean, that's just my tinfoil hat theory, but you know.
They just look at him like, we see you want this card, so we're gonna bump it up.
Yeah, I feel like that's a case where Konami does watch its community, but I feel like, I don't know, like I feel like that's on some bullshit.
I don't know. As someone who hasn't played Yu-Gi-Oh! In years, I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Was like the OG loot boxes, you know, like they be busting definitely. Off on that bullshit. So I just never, like, I understand the joy of opening a pack and seeing that ultra rare card, but at the same time I'm like, I can't imagine, you know, doing that, you know, for very
the
long.
Melatonin, bro, come on. Sure.
You mean the serotonin, bro?
Oh, there, sure. Oh, there you go.
But yeah, like, I can't imagine doing that all too much, because it's essentially just gambling, and I'm pretty
sure. It is gambling. As a person that actually plays Yu-Gi-Oh! A lot, I rarely, like, rare as fuck for me to buy cards, like, packs, because I mostly buy singles, like, there is the option always to buy the singles.
How I'm gonna have you stop the cap right there. I've seen this man open like box on box on box. So I don't
like
know.
I said, I don't open them that much.
Uh-huh. It's just every time I'm watching
amount,
you.
Considering the amount of Yu-Gi-Oh! I play.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I don't have to explain what the hell I do with my stuff. The fuck? I open two boxes and these motherfuckers gotta be like judging you.
You do, bro. Because that's two more boxes than I'll ever open in my life. Sure!
No, this just coming from the guy that opened the whole binder? Sure!
Sure! Sure! No, I stole those cards, bro. Sure.
Damn.
Gave them to me. What are you talking about?
Oh, true, true.
Yo, I remember the first time I met this man. Literally, the first time I met this man was drunk as fuck. Like, yo, you want these Yu-Gi-Oh cards? Like, oh shit, this man is giving his Yu-Gi-Oh cards? Hey, yo, this man's pretty cool.
Yeah, someone gave those to me, so I just gave them away. I was like, I'm not going to play this shit.
Give me the Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
It's too late. Yeah. They're gone. Sure.
Yeah, they're gone into my stash.
But anyways, let's move on to our next topic of conversation. I think we've pretty much established that it is gambling, yet Donut, and you don't think that the company is responsible, is that correct? Like Konami themselves, they're not responsible. It's like a mix of them and the...
Oh, no, they're responsible.
Oh,
they are stupid responsible.
Oh, okay, then I was... bro, that's what I asked you, and you said, nah, bro, they're not...
Yeah, you did.
You were like, nah, bro.
The way they released their product was probably one of the smartest ways to release a product ever.
How? Like addicting people to it, or like what?
First of all, you have to remember the card game wasn't released first.
Yeah.
The cartoon was.
Excuse me, sir. It's called an anime.
Excuse me, sir, but it aired on cartoons.
I'm about to bust out my weed facts. It was sure. It was the manga that came out first.
Exactly.
And
excuse me, sir, but if you retract the steps back, you will clearly say that the card game did not come out first. The anime came out first.
Because
it was targeting children.
Let me explain.
The manga was adapted into the anime.
I'm about to mute both of you.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
This is the heated we've ever been on the fucking Immoral Gamers podcast.
Let me explain.
Alright, let him talk.
So pretty much the manga came first. The manga first wasn't originally about the card game. For the first 7 volumes, the manga was just pretty much Yugi, he was just playing games. He was just playing any and every game, pretty much. Death games, fucking bets, you know, a whole bunch of random ass shit. It was up to a certain point, I think, like, technically the 8th volume, but that's called Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelist, where they actually introduced the card game. And in Japan, they would write into Shonen Jump magazine. Like a bunch of kids would write into Shonen Jump magazine, like, "Hey yo, where can I get this game? How can I learn to play this game?" Mm-hmm. And then at one point he just said, "Hey, you know what? Fuck it! Like everyone wants to learn how to play the game. Everyone wants to play the game. I might as well fucking make this shit myself." And then Jump was like, "I think no, it was who the fuck made the first one? I think it was Bandai.
Yeah,
they got Bandai to make like the first wave of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and then that's when Konami picked it up."
Yeah. You know what's funny? That actually makes a lot of sense because it's not called Yu-Gi-Oh! Just the King of Duelists. He's called the King of Games.
Yeah.
And, like, this motherfucker only ever plays the card game, but no, he is Yu-Gi-Oh! The King of Games, not just, like, the King of Yu-Gi-Oh!
And even, there's, like, a somewhat spoken and unspoken Yu-Gi-Oh! Season. It's called, you know, obviously Season 0. I'm pretty sure Kevin also is aware of Season 0. If Season 0 is how the manga actually starts, where they're actually like doing a bunch of all this crazy shit.
Yeah, they be bracken, bro. Anyways, Kevin, did you have any comments on that? Did you want to yell back? Did you want to counterpoint his ass?
I literally had nothing to do with what I was saying before, but okay. So like I was saying, the cartoon that came out on Channel 5.
You said that the anime came out first to promote the game. Yeah, and I'm saying that the way it came out was through Japan.
Yeah, nobody knows about Season 0 unless you really go into the lore, Pedro. And exactly. Not that many people go deep into the lore for the, you know, the other people, the normies who I'm trying to communicate with. The cartoon was released to promote the card game. For when the game was ready to be released, it was targeted at children to promote gambling.
Understandable.
Because if you go back in time, if you go back in time, you will see that the cartoon show was released. And then it took maybe like a month or two for the actual card games to hit the stores.
All right, see? Now that you word like that, I understand what you mean.
Yeah. Before you were trying to... I'm not going to lie, Kevin. Before you were busting off on that bullshit, but now that you said that...
Because this man straight up came in and attacking me instead of letting me explain.
All you said was like,
"Hey yo, y'all need to stop swinging, bro. Y'all just keep swinging on each other."
Listen to what I said, and you know it'll all be restored right there. Because you came in swinging at me first.
Sure,
bro. No, bro. Look, you said that
I'm not gonna argue with you over the podcast.
Yeah, I'm about to start swinging on everybody.
No.
That was my exact words.
I'm about to start swinging on everybody.
This is what podcasting.
I'm about to call everyone out. I'm about to fight everyone.
Bro, I never said anything about the season.
Everyone about to catch these hands. Oh, okay. They stop. Everybody about to catch these hands. So, anyways, conspiracies. So Kevin is saying that the show came out to promote these cards, essentially, because they're about to hit the stores. Do you guys think that was morally okay or not? Do you guys think it was just a smart sales move? Or that
it was a very good sales move. It's probably one of the best sales move ever.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
And do you think it was wrong of them to basically bust off on that? Or nah?
No, because they were not the first ones to do it.
Okay, so in your opinion, who were the first ones to do it? In your conspiracy, let's call it a conspiracy. Pokemon. Oh, you right? Shame.
Did Pokemon? I think didn't Magic come out first? Gathering?
Those guys were ahead before Yu-Gi-Oh came
Magic,
out.
Magic the Gathering didn't have a TV show though, did it?
Sure. No.
Pokemon.
Do you know
came
what
out.
It is? What's chaotic.
That? Oh, chaotic. Hey yo, this man. Pokemon came out in 1995 or so, or the Pokemon company was formed around 1995. Yeah, I think these kind of game companies have been getting away for too long with this kind of bullshit where they peddle to kids, get them hooked on a franchise, then sell them some bullshit. I think one of the best examples of this is Pokemon. They never have to make a good Pokemon game, and we talked about this before. They never have to make a good Pokemon game because
oh no!
It doesn't matter how dookie it is. They're gonna buy it, eat it up. You know, like it's just facts. It's just facts. You know, 100%. I'm keeping 100 with you guys. Pokemon never has to make a good game because the community's just gonna buy up some bullshit from them. And,
see,
yeah.
I hate that. I hate how true that is, bro. Fucking, I hate how fucking true that is. Like, fucking Pokemon could just do like. The same formula for another 50 years and people would still buy the game. Like, yeah, it sucks, but fucking... Ah, man.
Yeah, like, where else are you going to get your Pokemon games from? Like, tough titty, bro. Let's dive more deep into these conspiracy games. What did you guys have in mind for these conspiracy theories? Since you guys want to talk about conspiracy theories today.
Did you have one, Kevin?
Yeah, let's talk about global warming.
Okay, let's talk about global warming and the reptile people. So, personally, I don't believe that in the reptile people, and I do believe that global warming is real. I don't see the pros and cons of either or, you know, like, I think if there's reptile people, man, like, we are already fucked. Like, I'm just facts. Like, we're already fucked. We're dead. I don't know what to say about that. In terms of global warming, why it would be fake or why it would be true, like, I don't see what the benefit of lying to people about that is, but I would like to hear any theories. So, with that being said, Kevin, since you started this, what's going on, buddy? What theories? What you gonna bust off on today?
Well, I recently, you know, heard that. I was like learning about a lot of conspiracies. Just I got curious to read about what other people were thinking on, you know, on the internet. Because I keep hearing like the dumbest shit, like the 5G towers and shit like that. You know, and then the good old classics like Nessie. You know, and Bigfoot. Yeah. You know, just dumb shit like that, and I wanted to see what are people thinking of today? Yeah. And that's when I read about the connections between reptile people and global warming. And it was probably one of the most ridiculous things that I've ever read. It made a lot of sense, too. When I was reading it, I was like, yo, low-key, I'm starting to believe this shit, too. But I'm not really as gullible as other people, but I'm pretty sure people that read this probably started believing it. But anyways, the theory goes is... Mm-hmm. So everybody knows global warming is a thing. Like, you know, it's been proven. There's facts. It's been scientifically proven. You know, we've been at it. Al Gore came and warned us about it like a long time ago. We laughed at him. Ha ha ha. And now we're looking at him like, please save us, please. Mm-hmm. And why is no one doing anything about it? Why are the world leaders, you know, not stopping the CO2 emissions? Why are we not, shutting down all the plastic production? Well, you know who the theory goes is that as long as the worm keeps heating up, the reptile people will be happy. True. And guess who are the reptile people? Well, the reptile people are actually like, you know, supposedly like higher ups, like, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, Obama, Jeff Bezos, you know, like people like that. And they keep saying that the reason why nothing is being done is because the warmer it gets, the better it is for reptiles in general. Because you've seen reptiles, the way they bask in the sun.
Yeah.
So it's better for them, and that's the only reason why.
So
we know the strength of these reptiles, though. Have you ever fought a man lizard?
No. Why the hell would I fight a man lizard? I've never seen one.
Bro, you need to test your strength. Come on.
Yeah, because he's busting off on that bullshit trying to capture our planet, bro. You got
bro. What if he's trying to steal your weed and you just don't let him steal your weed, bro? He's gonna go just fucking run away.
Nah, bro, I'm a fucking Roshuldah him. Like, shoot. You know, they're doing Skyrim.
Who's Roda? Hey, yo, this motherfucker said all Argonians look the same, bro. That's kind of racist. That's kind of racist, don't it? Like, I don't know. I don't know about that one. He said all Argonians the same. Like, oh, I don't know about that one, bro.
I never said that, bro. You're putting words in my mouth.
Oh, shit. All right, but... So what is your opinions on his conspiracy theory that he just presented, Cloud? Do you think that's like a substantial, like, all right, I could see some of the points, or are you just like, bro, lizard people? Like, come on, bro. What the fuck?
I do understand some of the points, but I mean, like, I don't know. Is there really truly proof that there's lizard people? And even if there is, like, hey, yo, come on, man. They can't be all bad.
True.
Definitely not a loser person. You're saying not getting.
Thanks. yeah, I kind of have to agree with Cloud on this one. Let's just say hypothetically, lizard people are real, right? What are the? I can see the benefit of heating up the Earth. Why would they not reveal themselves now? And lizards kind of would probably beat us. If they're smart enough to invade our population and insert themselves into the higher ups and develop these body suits that mimic humans and interact with humans in that way, they'd essentially be smart enough to conquer the planet. So my question is, and where the theory falls apart for me, is we have these super smart lizard people in our society. I can understand that they have to terraform the planet to be hotter, but like, can't they just do it after with their technology?
Yeah. The conspiracy goes is that there's not enough of them. There's too many humans. And by heating up the Earth with global warming, we will slowly kill off the humans, and the reptile people will continue to flourish. So eventually, at some point, the reptile people will turn on the humans, but only when they get the number game. You know, okay. When the numbers are in their favor. That's the whole theory behind that.
Go ahead.
What you thought of, people have already thought of. They're here, but it's the long game.
Okay, but how did they get here? See, look, I know what you're saying, that like all the things that these... No, I get what you're saying. Like all these things that I'm saying, people already thought of like an excuse for it. But I just have so many points where like this just falls apart for me. That it's just like a lot of what ifs, you know. It's like so somehow these lizard people, right? They got into our society. How did they get into our society? And how do they have the technology advanced enough to create these body suits, but not technology enough to like terraform the planet faster, etc. But they don't have the technology to like just eradicate humanity, things like that. You know, like it falls apart for me. You know, like. A species so evolved that they have body suits to basically infiltrate our society, especially all the way in the higher up society, and then still just don't fucking like throw a nuke at us. Like it just falls apart for me. Like I don't know. Like they be busting off on that bullshit, bro. Like, what if? Go ahead.
What if they can't find? Well, I'm gonna bring up 2 points here. What if they can't find us? Because there's just a bunch of nerds. No, I'm kidding. Sure. No, I'm joking. But for real.
Have you seen the lizard people, bro? The like hypothetical lizard people, like
fucking,
you
know, the... betas.
Like, have you seen the way they look, bro? It's just they are fucking nerds.
Hey, man, I've seen Mark Zuck. I'm pretty confident I can beat up Mark Zuck. Mark Zuck. If you're listening to this, 1v1 me, bro. I swear to God, you soy boy. Like, I'll just straight up.
Sure. You know, I will pay good money to see this man Superman fight Mark Zuckerberg in the fucking octagon.
Respectfully, bro, like I'd pound him, you know, in more ways than one. Sure, like I'll just straight get on this man. I'll be like,
is it because that man has that gorilla dumpy? Let's go.
It's because he's got the Zuck.
He got the Zuck action. Let's go.
I don't know, that theory just falls apart for me in like so many points. Do you have any other opinions on that, Cloud?
Yeah, someone in my chat actually just brought up. They brought up wouldn't warming up the Earth and melting the ice caps making it worse for themselves? They would have less land to work with once the ocean level rises.
so like
wait, what?
Melting.
So one in my chat.
So go ahead.
I was gonna say someone in my chat brought up wouldn't warming up the earth and melting the ice caps making it worse for themselves. They would have less land to work with once the ocean level rises.
That's where all the trash comes in. No bullshit. I'm joking. I'm not even fucking joking when I say this. That's where all that plastic trash comes into play.
Can you explain a little bit about that, or are you just going to leave us with that?
There's like, you know, giant literal miles of plastic floating in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And the theory is that if you get dirt and you throw it on top of it, plants will grow and they'll all get stuck together.
Someone's seen WALL-E before.
Bro, but Mr. Beast is cleaning up the ocean right now. What are you talking about? Bro.
Shit.
Where do you put all the plastic that doesn't biodegrade?
Plasticville.
Recycle it.
And how you can recycle it in the future when there's a shitload of it.
Recycle it some more, bro. Who the fuck stops recycling?
What do you go? All right, so let's say there's no more land and you got a shitload of plastic. What are you gonna do?
Recycle it some more.
Yeah,
recycle it to be land. That's the whole theory behind why they don't stop plastic, plastic production.
Plastic land, bro. Yeah, I gotta agree with
that. So you know, I hate to tell y'all that. That you know, you ever heard of the song "Plastic Island" by the Gorillaz?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying this to be offensive to these conspiracy theorists who believe these theories, because I'm not gonna lie, they kind of right, but it sounds like science that's based on like technically, you know, it's possible, you know, like technically, what the situation that's being described is possible, and I see it happening in the future if we're fucked enough. It's like, yeah, let's create these islands out of plastic, but it's like, do I picture us getting to a point where lizard people have us fucking creating plastic islands? I'm like, no. That's a dumbass conspiracy theory. But I mean, if we're being a technical, yeah, it's possible. I'm just like, that's just so silly to me that like, what the fuck are you bringing this in my, you know, like, like, yeah, this is right. But I would have wished you kept this shower thought and conspiracy to yourself. You know, this is right. You're not wrong. But what the fuck, dude? You know?
How do you think I felt when I was reading this shit, bro? I was just like, yo, it's starting to make sense. Mm-hmm. And more gullible, like I said, bro, more gullible people would believe this shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
I was about to say, someone on the same topic, this guy actually kind of reminded me of another conspiracy theory.
Okay.
I'm going to say this one person specifically, but if you have any more examples, feel free to like drop them. How do you guys feel that some celebrities, how people say that some celebrities are vampires? Like, for example, Keanu Reeves?
Keanu, yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Matt Damon.
Seth Rogen.
So, I think that I don't even know. Like, these conspiracy theories are a joke, right? Because like, obviously, we know they're not vampires, but it's just, if there's been so many people since the birth of civilization, that it's kind of like, you know, someone predicted something at some point in time, and yeah, maybe they like drew it or whatever, and someone looks like that because let's face it, someone in the past has kind of looked like you, like my dad just looks like a brown version of me, so genetically speaking, if I keep having kids, there's a high probability that like my great grandchildren will kind of look like me. And if you were to draw me right now in like that old 1800s style, and you drew my grandkid, probably look like me, bro. And like, it just happens, you know. Our traits we're so similar to one another because we're all humans, that it's bound to happen. You know, you're bound to look like someone else further down the line, even if you're not quote unquote what we consider immediately related. You're still a human, you know. Like, you're still limited to human kind of genetics, and you may have like some mutations or deformities, but overall there's the possibility that someone is going to look like you whether it be right now or in a couple years or like literally thousands of years. So that those like these celebrities are vampires. Nah, bro, that just some white dude looked like you over 200 years ago. Like that's not it. Not vampires.
No vampires. Yeah, because I was gonna say like there's this such thing called lookalikes and doppelgangers. Because I'd be walking into them. I've been seeing a bunch of them on like videos and shit. I'm like, hey, yo, this motherfucker looks just like me.
Yeah, true. Bro, like, this motherfucker looks just like me. Even growing up, Irving, if he's still in the chat, I used to get told a lot I look like his kid when I was younger. And, it just be that way. And Irving and I aren't directly, like, related, you know? He's not, like, my cousin or anything. But people would always be like, hey, yo, that's your kid. I was like, shit!
You know, so you're
like,
saying that he's your stepbrother?
But yeah, you know, like, we're only human. We'd like to see these kinds of connections when we can make them. Like, hey, you kind of look like that, you know? And it just happens. I don't think vampires are real. Do you guys think vampires are real?
No. No. I mean, if we're going off the basic stereotype of all vampires, like, oh, they're afraid of the sun, blah, blah, blah. Like, what do you really think Keanu Reeves would be doing movies if he was a vampire?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, would you put yourself in the spotlight, no pun intended, if you were a vampire?
And I guess another thing, really? Too, I was listening to this podcast and they have this conspiracy theorist on. I think I think we talked about this, but since Kevin's here, I think you could probably add more to it. They were saying that secret societies are putting like hidden images in public, but if they're so secret, why would they want to, you know, put themselves out there like that to be found like the One Piece treasure or something?
Yeah, for real. What do you think about that, Kevin? Let's just say the Illuminati. I think. Why would they want people to know they're out there?
It's the human mind to be found out.
Is it?
Yeah. If you always, it's, there's this thing where like you always want someone to know where what you achieved.
What do you mean?
Like, let's say you did something great. Wouldn't you want to tell the world? But if you can't really tell them, wouldn't you leave clues behind to, you know, let someone know if they really want to get curious about it?
Okay, but let's say your goal is to be a secret society. Are you going to give up that secrecy just because of your ego? You know, you're going to be like, oh, damn, I wish people knew I invented the racism or something. You're just going to, like, you're just going to put it out there? Like, I don't know, you know, like, you're just going to dump it out there? Like, shit, I want people to know that I and my secret society invented this, so I'm going to put it out there. Is that...
No, that's pretty dumb. That would be pretty dumb.
That's what we're saying.
But I'm pretty sure someone from this is secret society is actually doing it.
So you're saying they basically have an informant who's like, hey, yo, I gotta let these people know.
Yeah.
You think these motherfuckers got a mole? Sure.
They got Illuminati, if you're listening to this, y'all got a mole, bro. Y'all gotta take that dude out. I don't know who it is, but I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but y'all gotta get rid of him, bro. They leaking out here.
Yeah, what's another one? I'm trying to think of all the wacky ones. I'm not trying to like bring up like all the whole crisis actor thing, but I'm trying to.
True. Since it's almost getting to the hour mark, I'll just leave you guys with one final question and thought. These theories, these conspiracies, are all in good fun. But do you guys think that actually believing in these theories makes you immoral? Does it make you a bad person to believe in these theories? Or do you guys think, like, even if it's insane, even if they're not real, do you think, like, there's no harm in believing them? Or do you think there's just pure harm that comes from believing these theories?
Kevin, do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
I feel like there is no harm to believe in it. But there is harm to, like, actually, you know, it depends on the situation, to be honest. Like, if it's something like something as innocent as like, oh, I believe in the notchest monster, you know, like, okay, cool. But yeah, if you're out here believing in the 5G towers giving you cancer shit, then it's going to get to your head. You're going to let that stuff go to your head. Like, bottom line, don't take it too serious, but it's always good to question what's out there.
Yeah, I do believe that it's good to question everything. Clyde, what were your thoughts on that?
So it's pretty much what he said, but my thing is, those people who mass spread that information to and kind of put panic in some people, you know, they, I'm talking about the people who like post shit on Facebook without any kind of like logic behind it, and just say like they just say someone came out tomorrow and they just said fucking Chris Pratt like is in a relationship with like the devil or some shit, like, and then I could guarantee you, like, not everyone's gonna believe it, but like a lot of people, like, there's like to be a subsection of like conspiracy theories, like, hey, yo, you know what, that makes sense, you know, Chris Pratt in Hollywood, he must be hanging out with the devil.
Yeah, understandable. I do believe that a lot of these conspiracies, while not harmless in themselves, they can lead to harm, or like the community can make them harmful. Like,
it could. Go ahead. No, I was about to say like in some situations, it could lead to like mass panic sometimes.
It could lead to mass panic, or much worse, in my opinion, is it can trivialize situations that are otherwise just tragic. Or just not, like, they're not meant to be that serious, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some conspiracy theories that make tragedies just full-on crisis actor things, and I'm just like, bro, are you serious?
He's like, oh, dude, like, that same dude I was talking about, he was saying that everything's just all crisis acting and shit, everything's just, everything's fake.
Yeah,
and,
Those kind of theories, not to discredit them, but like those are the ones that most seem unattractive to me, and like I can't go into those with an open mind, because it feels like if you go into an open mind with those, I think that's immoral, you know, to just assume everything is a crisis actor kind of thing, and it's like who would fake this, and they do have legitimate reasons for why people would fake this. I do want to come back to these. But these are much, much darker topics that I don't currently want to talk about today, and we don't have time. Yeah. But yeah, it just pisses. It just makes me mad. Like, Jesus Christ, like, but go ahead.
These crisis actors make me mad.
No, not the crisis actors. The theories about these like situations.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, I know.
Sure. Kevin, did you have anything more to add to?
No.
And how about you, Cloud? Did you have any more to add?
Nah. I mean, honestly, like, I feel like conspiracy theories could all be in good fun. It just depends on.
Definitely.
It just depends on the people.
Yeah, definitely. It depends on the people and the community you surround yourself. I do think that some just take it too far. But again, it depends on how deep down the rabbit hole you want to go and how, quote unquote, open of a mind you want to have. Because I do think some of these are very close-minded theories that aren't open to the belief that it simply isn't true. Just don't think that it's true. You know, it kind of, both sides, there are two sides to each story, and I think that there are some people who go into it saying they have a quote-unquote open mind, but in reality it's closed, whether it be on the extreme believing it side or extreme disbelieving it side. And with that being said, though, thank you guys for joining me on episode 8 of The Immoral Gamers. I hope you guys have a good night, and I hope to see you again. With that, we have a quick announcement. We are making more progress on The Food Junkie, so go ahead and follow us at The Food Junkies on YouTube. And Cloud, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, matter of fact, come over real quick to Cloud, to twitch.tv/CloudInfinite, where we're gonna watch both episodes of The Food Junkies that just came out today.
Oh wow, okay. And Kevin, do you have anything you want to plug?
I'm actually gonna watch it. Actually.
It's just a nice goodbye for everybody.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Bye. And bye. Again, I want to end this I haven't ended it yet. Again, I want to end this on a really positive note. For those of you who are struggling, just remember that you are going to be able to get through this. I believe in all you guys. And I want to give a quick shout out to Drowsen if he's still watching, if he's hearing this. I just want you to know, man, that you're going to get through this. And I just want to remind you that sadness does not have to... You are not the one who's dealing with sadness. Sadness is dealing with you right now, because I know you're going to get through this, brother. And lots of love going out to you, and I hope to have you back on, but just take it easy and remember, no pressure, but I know you got this, bro.
Hang in there, Drowsen. We all want you to come back.
We all want you to come back, but again, take your time, no pressure, hang in there, and good night, everyone. Good night, good night, good night, good night. Good night, good night, good night, good night.